Hey, what's up, guys? Eric and Parker here from Rockcast. We have conversations with rock stars. You can check out rockcastshow.com for more info about us. You've been hearing us talk a little bit about MyPillow and the great products that they have. I know you're probably saying, Eric, what could conversations with rock stars and sleeping have in common? Well, we'll tell you.
There's nothing better than hitting a mattress with not just one layer, not two. We're talking three amazing layers of comfort. That's right. That's MyPillow. Now, let me tell you about it. The first layer is the MyPillow patented foam. Now, layer two has the transitional foam. And of course, finally, we come to layer three, which could be the most important layer of all. And that is because the body temperature is regulated throughout the entire night from their phase change material.
Again, use promo code ROCKCAST or 800-646-5719. That's 800-646-5719 for up to 66% off. Isn't it time that you had a good night's sleep? Perfect. Hey, what's going on, guys? I am Eric Black. This guy right here is Parker Miner. This is Rockcast with Eric and Parker. If you were confused at to who the hosts are, now you know.
Yes.
Plus, we're the only two people on the camera right now. So there's that. It's a little bit of deduction. Some people suck at it. I'm just trying to help you people out. So there you go. You're welcome. And congratulations.
If they don't know by now.
They don't know. You don't know what you don't know until you know. Then you know. I don't know. Parker, how you doing, buddy? Are you is everything going well in your neck of the woods? Also, real quick, what does that mean? Neck of the woods?
I don't know. I never figured that out. What does that mean?
I'm not
neck
sure what that means.
Of the woods.
I don't know. Somebody will comment or something.
Leg of the woods?
Why can't it be like the thigh of
How's it going in the shaft of your woods?
In the shaft of your woods.
I don't know.
That's
weird. Anyhow, it's going good, man. It's we've been busy. You know how we are. We stay busy. Mm-hmm. My brain's always dead.
Yep.
But
yep,
it's alive for Rockcast with Eric and Parker.
Well, that's good because we've got a special guest on the show.
Well, that's
again
good.
This week, as we do. That's kind of our thing. We have cool people on the show. This show is all about having conversations with rock stars, and that's one of our biggest things. By the way, if you are not connected to us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all of those situations, click the link in our bio, wherever it is you're watching this, click the link in our bio and go find us. Go ring that bell.
And better yet, get up on that Spotify, because guess what? We have that Joe Rogan status where we got video. What? On Spotify now.
What? Nobody stopped us. Nobody said you can't do that. So we just went ahead and did it. So
video,
there's that.
And audio. All in one place. One stop shop.
That's right.
Spotify.
Watch and listen on Spotify. Thanks, Spotify. Appreciate that. It's good times. We have we might actually have to use that as a promo, P Minor.
That was great.
That's nice.
We'll,
I like
we'll
that.
Cut one. It right before this.
No, we'll use this too. It'll be really awkward.
Okay, there we go. Well, in that case, Spotify.
Yes. Anyway, that's enough of that. That was way longer than I thought that was going to go. So there's that.
Luckily, our guest is very patient with us.
Very, very patient. Pretty awesome. Speaking of pretty awesome, from a band that we know from back in our radio days here in Nashville, a good friend of ours, Cass from Midlight King. How you doing, buddy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, I like it, man.
Good to be out of the woods.
Or in the neck of the woods.
Neck of the woods.
I still don't get that.
In your digital
neck of the woods
area.
Yeah.
Space. I don't know.
Listen.
Anyway,
I'm really excited to be here, you two.
Well, just
this is my favorite podcast.
Mine too.
You're my favorite people.
Wow. Well, I'm
right here.
And thank you so much for having me.
We're always glad to have you, Kaz.
Absolutely. Anytime, anywhere, any place, as long as we don't have to wear pants.
That's right.
Done.
Sweet.
Done.
So the last time we talked, sir, was probably about about a year and a half ago. And I know a lot of people are asking, why can't we see that? Well, that's our bad. There were some technical difficulties with that particular show. We did not want to air that because we're quality controlling it. And
we're professional here.
We suck. So that's on us. Our bad. That's why we're doing this.
I also feel responsible on my side for the technical difficulties we were having that day.
No, that was all on us. We're taking the heat on that one.
Listen, the good thing is we've aged like a fine wine in 1.5 years.
That's right.
And it's only greatness from this point forward. Thank you.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Speaking of greatness, you've done some pretty awesome things. You've been doing some crazy things, actually. You have been, now I don't know if everybody is that's listening or watching this show understands that we've been in some sort of pandemic situation for the last 2.5 years-ish.
Well, it's crazy.
I just found out. Guys. Yeah. So if you didn't know, now you do. There you go. You're welcome. I really want to know, what have you been doing, man? Is it been good for you? Have you been able to do a lot of writing, recording, maybe taking your Vespa out? What have you been up to?
I've never owned a Vespa.
Oh, did you steal one?
No, I.
No.
Good point.
I'm trying to think if I've ever ridden a Vespa.
Everybody got the giggles on that one. It was like Napoleon Dynamite when Kip was like, Your mom goes to college.
Yeah.
Have you ever ridden a moped in general?
No.
I don't think. I did.
I never want to ride these little bird scooters in LA, and I can't do that either. It just
nope. Yeah.
Dude, Nashville's full of those things. They're like all over the place.
Old school man's man where it's just
it's weird. It's weird. There was a so I do
video that mug. Yes. I think that beats the beaver mug. I actually think
it's nice, man.
What about my mug? It's invisible.
I think your mug has spiky hair.
I think people are losing their shit on how awesome.
I don't have hair anymore. Okay.
There's quite literally the blood of my enemies in here.
The vino. Yeah, the pandemic has been, I think, the same for me as everyone, just a clusterfuck and super trying. As far as like music, and I put out a record, the Moonshine album, and a single called Lift the Curse, like the day the pandemic had full blown and shut everybody down. So we couldn't tour that record. What was good for anybody who was in on the top 20 in radio and had some big streaming numbers there, they had stayed because nobody was putting anything out. Everybody got extra 6 months to a year anyways on the charts, and then everyone woke up to it. But so that was really tough for me. And I ended up in a really tight spot. I had to get some part-time work outside of music and just go super humble. And we ended up, my partner at Parts and Labor Records, we sort of parted ways on the doing any more Red Light King records.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Well. And fast forward to, and then I ended up selling my panhead. And I was financially really struggling. And I almost to the point of, not knowing what was going to happen. But I never stopped writing or I think, for me anyways, I've always had to sort of dig into a place where that just keeps me going on the daily anyways, right? It's just who I am. If I'm not making something, writing something, building something, doing something creative, I'm going insane.
So did you find a better inspiration during this time since there's no other distractions, or was it harder?
Yeah, for me it was the same, honestly.
Yeah. Okay.
I think coming out of it, I was not sure what I was gonna do. I started just playing some newer songs to a bunch of friends, and a bunch of different labels got a hold of it, and I got an offer a couple of different offers, and I ended up going with a German label called AFM Records. They got a lot of metal. And, nice. And I thought, you know, I feel like the European market is something that we've always missed as far as touring goes, because we're not there and it's so expensive to go there. And I really feel like our music would resonate with those audiences more if we had more visibility. So yeah. I felt like it was a good move, and it was a great deal. And they're just awesome, very music centric people. It's very tight knit. Everyone there has been in the label's been there for 20 years. It's not, you know, it just felt really good. And the process of doing that deal was like over 6 months. So it was lots of time for either party wow. to pull the shoot. And they've given me complete freedom, which is all I ever want. Yeah, I've just been handing in the record now. So, I mean, I've been recording over the last 4 months pretty much every day for the wow. new record. Wow. It's been awesome. Like, I've just sort of flipped it on its head.
Yeah, that's good.
So are you having to, do you have to actually go to the label, or do they have a headquarters in the States, or?
No, they have
online
distribution here. And yeah, we just do the Zoom calls there in Germany. So it's for them, it's like 9 at night and us is 10 in the morning. Yeah.
Wow.
And, wow. but you know, it's my team here in the US is the same team. And yeah. we're really excited. We're going to put out the first single for the new record. Pretty soon. There's no hard date, but it's probably going to be April, May.
And, cool.
And the record will come probably in the fall.
You know, that's good.
You know,
I like this.
But I, you know, and there's just straight ahead rock. And if anything, there's some definite angst and some sort of, you know, the filter's off. It's just very visceral rock, and it's very therapeutic, and it's all fast and it's all heavy. I think you guys will really dig it. I know it's fun to play. It's been fun to record, and everyone that listens to it seems to like it. So,
sweet.
So when we purchase this album and I opened it up, is it going to smell like a multi-platinum album? Is that what you're telling me?
It's probably the greatest rock album made.
Sweet.
At least in 2020.
At least.
Yes.
Okay, that's fair. I like it. That's yeah. cool. Do you? Okay, so get rid of the pandemic situation, right? You've been doing this a long time, but
20 years this year. Sorry.
How long?
I'm not excited. 20 years.
Woo!
20 years.
All right.
Professionally, songwriting and recording longer than that, but.
Yeah. So with that being said, what are some of the changes you've seen in the industry that are maybe helpful to an artist nowadays, as opposed to, you know, 20 years ago or even 15 years ago?
20 years ago, we used to have to walk through 10 feet of snow in the studio.
In the studio.
In the studio.
I like it.
Forge our own tape. if you didn't know how to solder, you couldn't record music.
Oh my gosh. For those of you not paying attention, music was actually recorded on tape. It wasn't digitally. It was recorded actually on tape back in the day.
Great is I feel so fortunate, because I was there when tape was still there. And saw it go out, and we recorded on DAT and then ADAT, and then it went digital, and like, you know, we were using Amigas and Cubase, and then Pro Tools showed up. And like,
yeah.
I remember it all. I was there. I was there for
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I love using the digital format as a tool, and I love that you can do it yourself, because it doesn't mean you're going to do something good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Still got to have the craft and hone the craft. And for me, it's about what I'm saying and how I say it.
Yep.
You know, you can have a great voice if you're not saying nothing. I'm not that into it. So for me, I just try to put the best thing down I can and not overthink it as far as performance goes. I tend to think about it a lot from lyrics and what I want to say, and conceptually each song is really important. There's no giveaways. There's no free lines. There's no free words. It's everything is important to the next. So
what's your best writing environment? What does that look like?
It could be anything, man. The best writing environment is always when I'm in my best headspace, you know?
Yeah.
No, that's a good point.
It's less about, you know, where I am, although it can attribute to some cool writing. And, you know, I've been writing a lot of, on certain hikes. I've been writing poetry as I'm rolling. And then mm-hmm. I'm working on a book, and anyways, I'll go to it for lyrics and the songs and sort of just, pull from them.
Do you do your lyrics, like when you do your notes, do you do it on a notepad, or you do that digitally?
No, I do it on my laptop and my phone. And the reason I do that is because I can change things very quickly and I don't lose the idea. It's almost it's an ADD or what, but I'm a true romantic. Of course I write down lyrics and I'll get down and I'll forget. Or I can't move them around enough in my mind quick enough. So actually,
that's a good point.
A killer tool. I've got books of written down stuff where I'll hear somebody say something, or I'll think of something, and I got one by my bed. And if I wake up, I'll write it down. I've written melodies while asleep, like in my dream, and while sleeping and stuff, and wake up and just hit the voice recorder on the phone. That's another great thing, man. That tool is that voice memo.
I have a notebook and I have a voice recorder by my toilet, because it's always when I'm pooping is when the best.
There you go.
Here we go.
Every single show.
Out with the good, out with the bad.
You know, it's literally, you know, what's funny is that we're always synced up, Eric. The whole time we were about to like cover this topic, I was waiting on the moment to be like, you know, I go with the digital pattern as well. Kaz, I like to, sit on the toilet while I write the show notes for Eric and I.
That's good.
That's right.
About this show while you're on.
Hey, by the way, what is that green light back there? I saw it go on and off. I'm sure somebody watching is probably, what is that back there?
Yeah, it's a 1970s Winston cigarette clock light from a bar.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, should I pull it off the wall and show the folks at home?
Is it hard to do that? Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah, make that happen. Look at all those guitars. Holy crap.
Holy crap. Oh. No big deal.
I think I'll just throw my first act away, because that...
Your first act, yes. Yeah, that's old school, man.
Oh, Winston.
That's cool.
That is so old. I feel some NASCAR up in here somewhere or something. That Winston. That's dope, man. I love that.
Now think about this guy. He looks like a longshoreman, right? But he was actually a male model in the 70s.
Really?
I don't know.
Wow. Well, I guess I'm in the wrong decade. I could have been a male model then.
You are a male model. All the kids out there.
I don't even like kids. Yeah.
Yeah. Some people hang pictures. I hang mood signs and steering wheels and shit.
I like that, man. I see the steering wheel over there. Yeah.
Sounds about right. But well, you brought up steering wheel because you, my friend, like to get into the, you like to dabble in making cars, in restoring cars and things like that, right?
Yeah.
I do. You have a couple, don't you? At least a couple.
Right now, my brother and I are building a tribute. My dad's first car was a 56 Chevy. two-door 210 post car that he bought when he was 18 for $200. He stole the receipt, and then he took in 2 months he ripped out the Blue Flame 6 and put a V8 in it, went drag racing with it.
Oh my god.
He pulled the seats out, cut holes in the inner fender, ran headers down, you know, old school style, and street put a 4-speed in it, bench seat. Anyways, so we kept that car. He gave that car to my brother when my brother was 16, and my brother tore it apart, and it stayed apart for 30 years.
Oh my gosh.
He and I are restoring it, and we're doing a very period correct late 60s street racer in honor of my father who passed away 11 years ago.
Yeah. Wow, dude, that's awesome. Is it still in decent condition, or are you gonna have to do a lot of?
It was horrible because it was a Canadian car. The floors were gone.
Says the Canadian.
Canadian winters are brutal, man. If you're a car guy in Canada, you're in the wrong place, man.
Yep. Man, that people don't understand that either, because you have all the chemicals you put on the road, all of the just the weather in general, the wet snow, all of that stuff.
All that.
It just tears it apart. It's the same thing. I'm from the Midwest in Iowa, actually. And it's that's the same thing. Our cars don't last as long just simply because there's unless you wash them all the time.
Especially anything old. Now guys are getting on it, they're undercoating, they're learning, how to preserve it and stuff. But yeah, so we replaced all the floors, rear quarters. We're doing it. I think we're gonna paint it blood red with all black and teal.
Oh, that's gonna be nice.
Got a 340, it's got the first Chevy big block ever made in production. It's a 348. They're called a W motor. They're very pretty. They became 409. Remember the Beach Boys saying 409.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we got a 348 with three deuces on it. It's gonna be I can't wait to show you guys that car. That's gonna be. I think you would be happy.
That's cool that you and your brother are getting to do that. You know what I mean? Yeah. He would be happy knowing that you guys are working on that together.
Yeah. So every cut and bolt, man. The motor from the car, the frame, the chassis, the interior. Okay, we might hire out on the interior. We might get somebody to do the upholstery. You get the gist.
I hear Eric does an upholstery. Oh, yeah?
There you go.
Yeah, well, I was going to just call up Jay Leno, see if he's open. He's got some availability.
Jay's not doing it.
No, he's not. No.
I'll text him.
No. Yeah, just give him a call real quick, P-Miner. Just give him a call. See what he's up to. Yeah, he's got the space, but I think that's pretty much it. I think we should just go for a ride when it's all done in 4 years or whatever long it's going to take you, because I think that would be we'll put our logo on it. It'll be great.
Okay,
I like that idea.
He said, "Yeah, mm-hmm, okay."
Got it.
Sure, Eric. Yes,
yeah, whatever mm-hmm. it takes, man.
Whatever gets you to shut your mouth. Yes, absolutely. Yes.
No, it's inspiring. You know, for every album that I've done, I've always had a coinciding other project. One, you know, with something for the pain, we built my pain head, my old Harley, and with this Moonshine record, we did an old van, a boogie van. And, I'm not a money guy, man. This, you know what I mean? These are very humble projects. This isn't, you know, this is, I'm backyard mechanic doing this all myself. And, I paint stuff and build motors and stuff like that.
That's awesome.
I love working on the gear for the records. And I love analog gear, outboard gear. I'll mess with a tape echo till you got to pry it out of my hands, man. Like,
you're a hard worker. That's why you have character.
I enjoy it.
Otherwise, like I said, I'm useless if I'm not working. I get my own head and I fall apart.
So I just had a thought. I want to jump back to the label situation. They're based in Germany. How does that work with, all like the radio stuff? Do they just use people back here, or is that something that you have to figure out?
Yeah, no, we've got a radio team here.
Okay.
My manager's here, my agent's here. And then they're going to have a radio team for me out there, and we'll fly the band out there and do press out there and do some shows out there. And I mean, for me, you know, it's funny. I don't know why my career is always up and down so steep, but I've sort of just learned to accept it and just fall in love with the process again. Cause there's no sense worrying about shit you can't control when it comes to the industry. It's just
very true.
It's too much.
Very true. Yes. Very true. It doesn't help anybody. So, you've had a lot of good songs. I'm looking at the list right now, and there's a few that really stick out to us. When we were back in radio, this was a few years back here in Nashville, you had a song out, Bullet in My Hand, and it was one of those ones where I always loved to announce it on air, saying, here's Red Light King with Bullet in My Hand. And
had a good intro to it.
Yeah, it was just, it was a good song, and it still is a good song, but that was one of my fondest memories of being in radio, is playing one of the songs. It's not just because you're on the show, that's honest. That was one of my favorite songs that we got to intro in the very few that we actually got to intro.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. But dude, it was good.
Remember intros?
Oh yeah. My gosh, yeah. Dude.
Remember outros?
Dude, yeah.
Remember guitar solos?
Yeah.
Well, that's one of the reasons, as far as radio goes, that's one of the reasons why we're not there anymore, is because we actually did those things and they didn't man. Like it.
Yeah, that's crazy. No,
guys, I was
open. I thank you. I appreciate you saying that, and I appreciate you guys spinning it. And
of course, man.
That was a super rad song to play live. Everybody always sang it. We'd run the outro just over and over and over again.
Yep.
Everybody jumping. And that still does well for us, man. So,
yeah. Well, I haven't heard a bad song. That was just the one that
you haven't listened to enough of them.
Well, I need to be sober. Maybe we should talk about that.
I can vouch for Eric on that. So, like, when that music came out, that was a good time in radio for both of us. And I was talking to Eric and I's mutual friend Brandon. We were talking about the other day. Remember when iPods came out? Like, before iPods, you had MP3 players.
Yeah, MP3
players. They were these little squares, you know? And that's how you would listen to digital music at first, before iPods, was MP3 players. And we were talking about riding BMX when we were kids. And I would hear a song like off Blink-182's Filling This album. And I would hear that, and I would remember like that. That's what brought me back to that good time. So that right there is the same parallel scenario as this right here. So Bullet in My Hand and all these songs, they like parallel to that good time in your mind that you remember, especially being at the radio station, just being like, man, those were good times. And that was a good tune, man. So we were late.
That's been 10 years, I think, this year, 10 years. That's
wow.
How time flies when you think about that.
Yeah, man.
Still got legs. When I listen to it now, we play it now, it's still got legs. So that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good song.
I think that peaked at like number 3 on Billboard's Hot Mainstream Rock Track.
Yeah, we would have got a number 1, I think, if it had it caught on, you know, sooner, because, you know, with radio, it's that people, like, everybody starts playing it and then everybody gets it, and ours was like a slow builder, and by the time everyone was playing it, the front half started dropping off. So
not in Nashville. It caught on quick over here, brother. It was quick because me and Eric spun that sucker good.
The Predators skate into Born to Rise.
That's
awesome, because I'm a big hockey fan.
Yes. Dude, that was cool. Oh, yeah, that's pretty awesome. Yeah. Well, now they've got now they have so many teams here. I think they have every sport that you can have. So you should probably just give everybody your music and have them play it.
I'm done. You can have it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What do we want to talk about now, Parker? We've got a lot of stuff we got to talk about. I don't know. Is this the 6-hour show, or is this the 10 hour.
I want to get into
with me. It's segments. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Segments with Cat. Well, I'm like you're like, you know, Dave Chappelle would go on Conan a lot. Okay, I'm your Dave Chappelle.
That's right.
I remember last time we had a good conversation about Old Man. Of course, that was a huge hit then too. So while we're on the same point here.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a really big hit. Well, let's talk a little bit about how that whole scenario came about.
Yeah, I wrote a song about my dad. It was called Hardworking Hands, and I didn't think it was good enough to be on the record. I was probably a month out from finishing the record. We were maybe on our last two songs, I thought. We were good. And then I just, for fun, I sampled Neil Young's Old Man, because I was listening to that record at the same time. I was on the studio one day. I was going to record in the morning, and I heard that song either come on the radio or on my player anyways. And fucking light came on, and I was like, hey, you know what? Just for fun, let me try and see if this works. And so
was it a red light?
Played the guitars. And
was it a red light?
Did a red light come on?
Did a red light come on?
Nice.
I'm sorry.
Yes. Yes. Red light came on. And Yeah. It's so ridiculous.
You said yes to this. You said yes to this. This is your fault. Anyway.
I should have pumped the brakes. No, it was, I played to my producers and they were like, what is this? They flipped out. I'm like, yeah, it's kind of a, just for my own personal kicks. I don't think we should put it out. It's got a sacred Neil Young sample on there. And
so you didn't want it to go out at all.
Not initially. No, I just did it sort of for me. And it was a way to do a song with Neil Young without asking.
Yeah.
At first. And then, it was an honest, heartfelt song. And so everyone's, and so we took it to the label. The label sent it over to their people. They all said no. Neil's manager said no. The label said no. And I just asked, I said, well, what did Neil say? Did he hear it? And everyone was afraid to play it for him. And so the story goes, Bob Cavallo, who signed me, who's now retired, he managed Prince for 15 years, been in the music business 40 years, retired at 73 years old. So Bob took it to Neil and got Neil to hear it. And Neil said, I like it. I think it's a hit. That's what I was told.
Wow.
And so I was honored because it's the first time he's ever allowed that. We know Neil Young is a man of integrity, and he has his strong beliefs about, you know, his creativity. And so associating my name with his was an honor.
That is an honor. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, we're going to touch on this. He's, you know, he's been in the media, pulled his music from Spotify, blah, 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 whatever. It's his music. He can do whatever he chooses with whatever he wants to do with. So it is what it is. And that's really all I wanted to say. I don't really care.
I think for him, you know, I'll touch on it. You know, he's Neil. He's going to do what he wants to do.
Yep.
And
yep.
Gonna see it. And I love and respect him for that. I think for a guy like me, I wish someone in his stature of artist would come forth with a slightly different platform of saying, hey, why don't we pay the artists who are helping hold this platform up? In other words, the conversation about censorship I was indifferent. For me, the conversation is about compensation for streaming for an independent artist.
100%.
And artists that don't own their masters. Now we're going out there working and everyone's getting paid or they've done deals with the label. And I'm seeing
And then he just leaves the show.
That's it, guys.
That's all the show we got today. Thank you for coming. Appreciate it.
Wait, you know what? I wrote it down.
Is this a poop break?
It might be a little bit of a poop
break. Okay, I'll grab it.
Anyway, thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming.
Is this an edit?
No.
We can't edit.
That was a quick one. It just kind of came out.
No.
Okay. The point is, it's 0.004. 08, or as far as 0.00812, I think right now. Amazon's 0.00402.
Yeah.
And it goes like that. So of a million streams, if I own the master and everything complete 100%, I'm going to see $3,500 roughly for a million streams. So it's not good.
So yeah. That doesn't seem
it's hard to make a living because a million streams with if you don't have the followers, It's really tough, man. I don't know what the answer is. I just know that you're paying certain people on your platform, i.e. a podcast host, for example, you know, $100 million and your subscriptions haven't gone up or down, which is, by the way, above market value.
Yeah.
As I see it. And you're paying us 10 times below market value.
Yeah.
For our music and our art, and collectively, I'm not saying me, but collectively, we as artists, we need more to survive, man. And this is good stuff, you know. It's not like 20 years I'm not a hobbyist, you know what I mean?
Well, I agree, man. And I think that there's, in this day and age too, there are so many algorithms that you have to adhere to, and they're constantly changing them, no matter where you're at, no matter if it's a podcasting platform, social media, I mean, everywhere, they have multiple algorithms for the algorithms. And it's like, I can't even, you know, I'm getting ready to put out some music right now, and I just started getting into that side of it. Okay, well, I'm going to need this. And there's, I don't know. To me, there's not really a good option, man. There's really nothing out there.
I think there's a lot of gatekeepers in all of the media, whether it's streaming or radio or whatever channels they may be. There's definitely those algorithms can be monitored and controlled, and you know, Spotify is playlisting is really hard to get, and when you can get it, it's pretty critical for trying to break something. I just really try to focus on creating great art and putting my best foot forward. And now I try to focus on not being consumed by results. I just try to monitor how much time I spend on stuff, how much money I spend. In the different phases of making a record, the people I put around me. And I think you could still go out there and make a living, but you got to realize it's a 24-hour job, you know.
It's changed drastically since we've known you at the radio biz. It's just such a night and day comparison.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And like you know, everyone harps on labels, and I'm so grateful for everyone at my labels. And this is record deal number 5 in my career. And
wow.
You know, and everyone that's invested time and the people in the industry, most are really thoughtful music fans and good at their job. But everyone is compartmentalized, and you create the word music. And business really don't belong together.
Yep.
It's a bit of a concoction, oxymoron.
Yeah, it's an interesting situation for sure.
I have to have some knowledge, and very good knowledge of that side of it. Like I inked my own deal this time. I negotiated. I redlined it. I mean, I've done enough of them now. I'm paying attention.
Yeah,
I know what works and what doesn't, and I know what I need to make a good record. And I think it's the best rock record this year.
Wow,
good.
I think it's going to be a big smash. I think people
we need it.
I think people who make rock and who have historically contributed, I think they'll appreciate it. I think my peers will really love this one, and I'm really proud of it. I haven't been proud of a lot of stuff, but I guess I have. But what I mean, well, I haven't been proud of a lot of the business side of things and having to compromise because of, you know, some sort of vision of success. You know, I've never compromised on the music, but I have compromised in other ways in my career that I wish I hadn't. But
yeah. You never learn. Well, but I think too, like there... There needs to be some sort of schooling for musicians because maybe there is, I just don't know about it. When I was growing up, you know, I was in bands since I can remember. There was nobody, and I knew a lot of people back then as well, and there was nobody that would tell you how to do it. It's just like, well, good luck, you know, go out there and do it. I don't know, that's different now. There's a lot of people out there. There's a lot of bands out there that are seeing talent and picking up talent and saying, all right, you know, this is what you got to do. This is how you do it. But find your own way. We'll just help you. But I feel like if that's what you're going to do, one of those things you should at least get familiar with is the business side of it, because that's going to be a major part of your existence if you want this to go long-term and be a career. Would I be wrong in saying that?
No. No, you're absolutely right. I think for in my own experience, I try to put people around me that would help me with finances or managing And most of the time, it was never what I wanted, and it caused more problems than it did.
Yeah.
But now I put people around me that can facilitate my vision. And if I don't do the work, they have nothing to manage.
Yeah. Right. Yep.
So yep. A lot of people will get a success, and they, you know, I never stop working, but I, you know, politics get involved, money gets involved, you know, touring. There's only so many shows, so many people can go to. The rock is a niche market now. You have to do something, you know, whatever you do, you have to do it really, really well, and
yeah.
be consistent. And now yeah. everybody's watching everything, seeing everything. There's no room for errors. Everybody's listening to what you say. The mystery's gone. But at least, you know, we really know how to do it. We're, like I said, I don't know what new bands are doing or how they're making records, but I'm still making them the old fashioned way with implementing the new tools.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not recording the tape on this.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like that, but we're still playing them. It's one take.
Yeah.
We'll comp here and there. We'll go until it feels right. And the songs come from the heart, and you know, I'm singing into this. Well, the whole record is this SM7.
That's yes. By the way, that's Shure. So if Shure, if you're listening,
yeah, you can load up all the SM7s in my apartment, but I only need one. So
I only need one.
Send me another one.
That's right. Yeah. If you send him three,
and then I'll give you one.
I know two people that would benefit greatly from those. just a little something there.
Sure.
So you're
I like Ford F-150s.
If you could send a couple of those, yes. We'd be grateful as well. Fully loaded. Just do a rainbow color. That's fine. We'll deal with that.
Throw in a 63 Ford Falcon. We'll be good. Ranchero.
Ranchero, eh? You like to pick
yeah.
up the car truck?
Yeah. Yeah.
The Crux.
The car. Oh, yeah. Well, we'll get into that, I guess, another day.
Mm. you're not a half car truck guy?
I don't understand it, man. I don't freaking get it.
You understand? It's half a car and half a
all
car.
Of it. What's the point?
It's everything in one.
How? How is it even functional? How is it even useful?
America, baby.
I don't get it, Erica. It's the same.
Eric, it is what it is. That is the most political correct vehicles you can get nowadays, and they don't even make it.
I don't understand. I don't understand what it is.
It's
what's its purpose? What's its point? Great. What does it do?
Listen, you can load it up dirt in the back and go road racing with it. What's the problem?
No, you can't. No. Not successfully.
Define
whatever.
Success.
Whatever. 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 We're fighting. It's fine.
You can do it.
It's fine. It's fine.
Now I know which car you want sponsored. Never mind the 56.
Get this man in El Camino. Let's go.
Now here's okay.
I'll send it to you.
So at El Camino, the only thing I think of an useful would be for an El Camino would be to put some plastic in that bad boy, load that up with some warm water. And have yourself a rolling hot tub. That's really, or you could go put a whole bunch of ice in it and just put a whole bunch of drinks and stuff in there and go yeah. tailgating. I
mean, you look at a 59 El Camino, which was the first one early, right? Actually, 57 Ford Ranchero was first. Never mind. I take that back.
Yeah.
But when the El Camino came out and the 57, I had a 57 Ranchero actually. It was Rita from Reseda. She was
nice.
Love that. But. They're gorgeous. The 59 El Camino, whew, gorgeous, man. You can't argue with it.
I
don't want to know why. So there you go.
I don't get it. I don't
throw
get
a little
it.
Wood grain on that bastard, and we're good.
I don't know, man. I don't understand.
Anyways,
the point.
I'm having a great time, guys.
Good. Hey, we're talking cars now. We're good.
I'm okay with that. I like cars, music, you know.
Yeah.
We talk about whiskey and women next. I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're not done. We're just getting started. We're just getting warmed up. So you better buckle up there, Buttercup, because we got a long show ahead of us.
segments. Should I change my jacket?
You should, actually.
Scene two.
Can we take a little pee break?
Well, it's not going to be little.
Are we pausing?
We're not pausing. We're not pausing for anything. We don't pause here. If you got to go, you go. We'll talk amongst ourselves.
Are you gonna
have a good time.
Are you going to edit it?
We're not going to edit any of this. No. That's not how we... No.
I need the break. Parker needed
it. Yeah.
You don't edit conversations in real life. Was it my fault that Parker had 14 glasses of wine before we got onto the show? That's not my fault.
14? Oh, you got to get more. This standard is...
I need 15.
You're talking to three of us here, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Well, so Rockcast is in season three. You are currently a part of season three right now.
You're dumb.
And season one.
And season, yeah, there's yes.
There's a clip.
And there might be a clip one day.
There might be. There's going to be a lot of clips. It'll be good. It'll be good. But there's a lot of things that I'm trying to kind of relate things that we do here with what you might do as a musician in the context of what we've all been through over the last couple of years and things like that, where, you know, some of those things might be where you couldn't go on tour. We couldn't do live in-person shows, which is what this show is designed for. Things like that, to where it affects the entire industry. But my point is that I'm curious to see how this all pans out as far as the bands, when everybody goes legit back on tour, and a lot of them have, but when everything gets back to whatever we're going to call normal, is the industry going to recoup from this, or is this just a loss as far as the financial situation?
You know, I'm not sure. I mean, if I had to guess, I'd say it's a loss. I'd say people have really changed on the industry side. And people are very careful. And I mean, I watched my friends with beautiful studios shut them down in the last 2 years. I've watched producers and engineers go in on one place. So they're time sharing. I'm talking people with families and, you know, outside life and outside health issues. Now they're in the studio. You get it from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. And now a new guy comes in. I mean, it's real shit. I mean, I've watched venues close. I've watched LA's, like, there's so many studios just went micro. You know, and you know, my deal and my band and my career was just cool. It was stricken up. So I'm lucky because, you know, I have the ability to control at least the creative part and at least be putting stuff out independently if I need to. So, and you know, I'm going to do just fine coming out of this. On the other side, I will say, especially in LA, when I do go to live shows, they're raging now. It's none of this anymore.
Yeah.
What? People are stoked. LA was raging. I went to a show with this English band called Idols. I love them. And people were losing it on the balconies. They did 3-nighter with Fauna down the street.
Dang.
Man,
what changed?
People realize how lucky they are to be seeing people lay down that, you know,
live music,
their livelihood for them and come together as a community. And how important it is and how your soul needs that stuff in order to survive.
Yeah. Yeah.
We need that. It's powerful, man. Music, live music and performing art is very powerful, man. It's in our nature.
Yeah, I agree.
We were stripped of that for a second.
And so I wish... Go ahead.
Oh, I'm done.
I wish that that's how that was when I was in LA. I lived there for a couple years, and I did not enjoy the music scene at all. I thought that it was very...
It was the worst place for us to play.
Yeah, it wasn't good. I mean, I'm coming from Nashville, even. So... you know, I tried to find music that or venues that I liked, and there was venues that I liked, but they just weren't playing the music that I liked. So to be hearing what you're hearing right now makes me feel really good about that scenario, because I don't know. I had high hopes that it would be something But there was just, it was very few and far between. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of indie music there, of course, but as far as like bringing the bands in, and I was covering events at that point and covering events that I could not care less about. Yeah. But that's just what was, that's what was there. So
yeah, there's, I think people in LA who are mostly imports anyways, get a little spoiled, you know, with just, and there's so many artists too. And instead of wearing the, I'm going to enjoy this night, it's, there's a lot of judgments, I think, being thrown. I was never like that. I was always the guy who was like, has he had too many drinks? Because he's having too much fun.
Yeah.
You know, I'm different.
Yeah.
But I, it's been great. I've been seeing a lot of shit. I went and saw Thrice, Palladium. Oh, they crushed.
Dude. Yeah.
That guy, I mean, the whole band is sick.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they do. They put on a really good show. They're just good in general.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, good. They got the stuff. The voice is out of control. And it was awesome because I was there with our guitar player, Julian, and we were looking at their rig and their setup, and it was very similar to how we roll out. But it was like, it felt good to me.
Nice.
So if you could, and you will, but if you could tour with any lineup right now, what lineup are you touring with?
I'd like to go out with Alice in Chains this
fall.
I've heard of them. Nice. Aren't they the new indie band coming out this year?
Yeah, they've got a few songs.
You know, they are new to me. I'm not familiar with this band.
Not at all. We never announced them. Yeah. So who's opening?
I don't know when you're putting this out, and I don't know when.
Right now. Right now. This is fictional. It can go out whenever. It doesn't matter.
Who's opening right now?
You know what? Our listeners will have to Google touring, okay? Because I can't say anything yet if it's not been. I'm sorry.
Damn it.
The mystery, remember? We're putting the mystery back.
We tried.
Yes, that is a good thing. That's good.
We put forth the effort. That's all we can do.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we're going to be ready to go out to push our new album. The new album's going to be called The Wheelhouse.
Nice.
Yeah. The Wheelhouse.
Yep.
And, the Wheelhouse is right here. I don't know. Can I turn this over without losing
you're going to play the Viper Room this year, man, or what?
Ooh.
I don't think so. I think we'll play. I might play the Viper Room. We might warm up there and try to do a bit of a residence there.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
I remember when me and Eric came out there and we stayed on Sunset, and it was what was that across the street, Eric? It was House of Blues. They tore it down.
Oh, dude, House of Blues. I saw ZZ Top one of their last shows with Dusty, the House of Blues right before they tore it down.
Man,
what
they put there? Do you know?
Like my favorite guitar player, probably of all times. I love Brian May, and I love I love a bunch of rag carpenters, but I always love Billy Gibbons, man.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's good at what he does, man.
He's a hot rod man too.
So yeah, he is.
I might end up turning into Billy Gibbons at 60 years old.
I think you can. That beard has potential, man.
It does.
Yeah, you know what's good? You know what's good about being able to transport it two places at once.
Oh, here we go.
This now.
Oh my gosh.
Black number 16.
Oh. For those of you that are not watching the show, you're missing out on half of the show.
Yes, this is just part of the shenanigans.
Yeah, I'm not even going to tell you what's happening because you just simply need to watch the show. And it's available on Spotify right now. You could watch it literally on. There are no excuses. So get on it.
Oh, shit. Yes. He's cut off.
It just happened, dude.
This is like, it's like we planned it, but none of this is planned.
Does anybody know what just happened right there? Because if you do, you get $10.
Get $10.
$10.
That's going to leave a stain.
Oh, man.
Oh.
I don't know.
What else?
So I think, huh?
What else?
What else? Dude, I'm looking at all my notes and I'm just like, we've covered a lot of stuff.
We got a new song coming out.
Yeah, yep. That's what I was going to ask about.
Yep. You know, I'll do new song, new album.
Play the clip.
Play the clip. Roll it. Hey, speaking of which, weren't you on at one time? Weren't you on Conan?
Yeah, we did do Conan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Remember that.
He was great. So before we play, he goes on, he goes and sits in with the band, plays guitar.
Oh, that's cool.
I remember that.
We were on with Tom Arnold, which is hilarious. And
oh, wow.
Tom, Andy, and Conan. We just kicked it for like 45 minutes after the show. Everybody awesome. Was gone. This crew's cleaning up. And we were just shooting the shit. It was rad.
That's crazy.
It was great because I didn't have to load my gear out. I had someone else do it.
Yeah, that's nice. That's very nice.
To Conan.
Conan O'Brien. Did he have really tall hair?
Yeah, that guy's a giant.
He is a giant. What, as far as like playing, as far as performing, how is it? Is it any different than any other show?
It's great. Super. I mean, when I was there, it was a very experienced crew. They let my engineer in the mix room so they could help with the mix, so because they knew our song. And about a minute and a half into recording, you can stop and start again. But after the minute and a half, you're live. That's it. You can back it up.
Wow. Wow.
Whew. About a minute and a half, I just look over to Jules and I go,
yep. No turning back now.
It is what
it is.
That's good.
What do you
that's
think?
Awesome.
That's hilarious.
So,
go ahead.
Did they give you any clips or anything like that? Can you request clips of that kind of thing?
I was on Conan's website for a long time. The guy that wouldn't give us the clip was Jay Leno. I couldn't get my Tonight Show performance where he did Bullet in My Hand. So if you can get that for me, talk to your people.
I'll talk to him.
All right. How long ago was that?
Because we crushed it.
How long ago was that?
2006?
No, 2011 or 2012. 2011.
Okay. Way off.
All right. Yeah, you were not even close.
You were 6 glasses off.
Yeah. Yes, I was. A tough week, Cass.
Man.
It's been a tough 2 years for me.
Oh, dude. Seriously, man. Seriously. There's been so many. You were talking about ups and downs, and man, there is just in this show, there has been so many ups and downs.
I love what you guys are doing. It's very niche. You're getting to talk to like real blue collar musicians who are, that is their life. And we're so passionate about it, and just to have real conversations.
Yeah. Real conversation.
So, yeah. We joke around a lot, but we live and die for this craft. And people that not everybody is going to, you know, everybody's got a story to tell, man. And you're finding those really, really neat ones that not everybody looks at. So I appreciate what you're doing,
man. Well, thank you. We appreciate that too. And quite honestly, we really don't care if people like what we do because we like what we do.
Yeah.
So we do. We want people to enjoy these as much as we enjoy these. But this is something that we just, everything that we're talking about are things that we want to know. It's not just the generic. I mean, that's why we don't do radio anymore, because they had a little template
an
for
agenda,
us.
Right? You're going.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, you're pirate radio now, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. We just need the ship. So if you know anybody with an extra ship, let us know.
It's half ship, half truck.
Yes. Yes.
Another fire. Useless Nora. Vessel. Nora. Another useless vessel.
We have your vessel.
I tell you, that ship set sail a long time ago.
The 70s, baby. No, longer back than that.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
You said late 50s for the Ford, right?
57 is first year Ranchero, man. That's
right. Yeah.
I have a vast knowledge of car stuff. It's like people just send me pictures and go, "What is this?"
What's that dude's name? He has a pot. He has like 8 podcasts. Wasn't he from no, he wasn't on that show. That's him. He does
is he a Porsche guy?
No. Man, I covered a couple of his events in LA. I'll think about it.
Bar guy though.
Jay Leno.
No.
Pirate? Is he a pirate?
Is he a pirate? Yes, he's probably a pirate. He's probably got one eye and like a peg leg.
Talk more about music.
Yeah, let's do music now. all right, so we've got how many albums do you have right now?
This is my I mean honestly 100, but this is the
a lot.
This will be the fourth official studio album of Red Light King. There's been a couple EPs and I've had a records before Red Light King.
Can you imagine us being in the, because we want to have this as a in-person situation.
Oh, something will happen. We won't survive. Someone will die. Someone will end up in a house where cops will come. I'm telling you, it's bad.
As long as we film it.
Three ingredients in the same room. It's not going to be good.
As long as we film it, I need the click. So as long as we film it, we'll be all right.
Yeah. It'll be like The Hangover all over again.
Well, you're only
going to film Kaz's relapse.
No, we can't do that.
That's what will happen, man.
We can't behind the music.
The first live relapse.
That's right.
Shit. Hey, okay, man, well, while you were blacked out, Eric, we were talking about how good Kaz is doing, so let's not make that happen.
I wish that statement was like something that rarely happened, but Eric getting blacked out is probably more frequent, and it's not even from drinking, it's just from lack of sleep and not caring.
I never blacked out when I was in my 20s.
Yeah, well, I'm not in my 20s, and I'll take a sip and I'll just be like,
poof. Yeah,
it'll be great, it's good.
Yeah,
man.
Kaz, let's
we're back from the break,
and we're back from
I got Slater
from the break. There it is.
There we go.
I like it, man. You know what, Kaz? You need to get down here so we can have a cigar together. I haven't had a cigar in, I don't know, like 6 months. So,
totally into the cigars right now.
Yeah, we got a nice little place down here. It's very, very nice.
Oh yeah,
we need to go to
leather chairs.
Yes.
Yep. Trays with BBs going on.
Yes.
Two big humidor, well put together.
Huge.
Classy joint. I mean,
yes, literally. And the way to get into it is through a phone booth.
That's nice. Wow. It's like a speakeasy. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. It's real nice. Yeah, we do it up nice here.
Real nice there, Clark.
Oh, man. That was dinner.
Hey, by the way, what place are you talking about? Because I need to know about this, man.
You will. It's a secret. Only cool people get in there. I'm sorry. You can't.
Oh.
I'm moving to LA then.
Nice.
It's actually Parker. I don't know if have you been there yet. It's the Red Phone Booth in Nashville.
I have not.
You got to go.
Well, I guess that's where we're going.
Yeah, we got to go there. I've been there a couple times, and
we'll do one. Well, we should do one. We should plan for it. That way, I got an excuse to come out
there. You always have an excuse to come out here. We are here.
I know that's true.
You don't need an excuse.
Eric always calls it out. He calls it out every time.
You're it. You never, never need a reason. Why am I going to go to now? Oh, yeah. I know. Because Eric and Parker are there.
Do some recording there. Good place.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, a lot of good positions in Nashville, man. Woo!
There's always a place to stay in Nashville, brother.
That's right. We can take you to some rooftops because they don't have those in LA. Oh. Yeah, they do. Ours are cooler, though. I'm going to be honest with you. Ours are a lot cooler.
I think it's all about the people, man.
Yeah.
People makes it, man. For me, you know what I mean? I've been in some pretty badass places and I'm like, I can't wait to leave.
Yeah.
It's just who's there. It's not everyone's looking around. And so a lot of, I was thinking about it the other day. It's I'm really just returning to the center of being a musician and what that means. And any day I can get up and make music is a good day, man.
Yeah.
And just living in that gratitude and just trying to make really cool shit.
Yep. Well, along those lines, that's kind of, I've been out of music, creating music for about 6 years. And
that's too long.
It's way too long. And when I realized that, I was like, what is going on? But I mean, life happened. So, you know, there's a lot of things that did that. But I was like, no, I got to get back into it. So got a hold of a couple of friends of mine. And, you know, we started re-recording some of the stuff that we had demos to and making them into actual songs, things like that. And dude,
sounded good though.
Dude, it the first time I had the microphone, it felt like it was supposed to happen. And when I'm screaming, there's some screaming in some of the stuff that I do. And so I usually use a microphone like this when I'm singing and doing that stuff, but I just couldn't do the screaming vocals the right way. So he's like, the producer, friend of mine, he's like, all right, well, here's what we're going to do. He pulled out I think it was like a 58 or something like that.
57 probably. Those are good screaming mics.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, it was.
Yeah.
So dude, it was nice. I took it and I just all of a sudden did it the old way. I wrapped the cable around my arm the way I used to do it. And I hadn't done that in forever. And it was just muscle memory. And I was just like, oh, this feels so about, like, how, freaking good.
How Rick DeJesus does it?
Rick DeJesus? Yeah, dude. It everything came back. And I was like, man, I have to. This is the sign. I got to get back into it because it's, I missed the crap out of it.
Yep.
But so we'll get there. But now we're trying to do the whole recording thing and figuring out, you know, that industry, because a lot's changed in the past 6 years. Yeah. And so,
yeah, it really has. And you know, I thought about this, you know, when I was making this record, how I wanted to make it as far as the recording process goes. Mm. And, you know, because authenticity obviously is number one. Number two is sonics for me.
Yep.
And it's funny. And that's from the artist's perspective. From the producer's perspective, it's the opposite, right? Well, it's the song, and then maybe an engineer and producer, it's the song. So I'm wearing all the hats. So it was a matter of just streamlining, getting the songs written, how they go, getting them recorded, and then re-recording them. So demoing the songs, you know, and putting them together. And now, okay, we're going to, you know, I would do a drum day and I'd knock three songs out in drums and bass. And that would give me enough work that I could go cut guitars. All of us weren't live in the room, but, you know, that's just, you know, Julian just had a kid and, you know, he comes when he can. And it's also, it makes it kind of more urgent.
Oh yeah.
We don't get too many swipes at. So for me, it's
that's
like,
true.
This is a very rock and roll record. Like,
man,
there's no fixes on this record. So if you hear something, it sounds like it's sped up, because it did.
I love that though. That's awesome. Yeah,
this,
I
don't hate it.
The more you talk about it, the more I'm getting excited. I was already excited, man. But the more you talk about it,
and the other thing is this, what we tend to do now is we listen with our eyes, meaning we're watching the fucking shit. So we turn the screens off and we listen with our ears how you're supposed to.
Yep.
Pre-monitor days. If the speakers are moving and everything's flowing and all the parts are, you know, flowing and it's doing its thing.
Yeah.
It's much easier to take stuff away and change stuff. When you're looking at it and you're lining it all up, it's
a good point.
Sometimes, and for some people, it works. For me,
it
was taking away from the process. So it's very simple, man. It's two guitars, bass, drums, and, you know, lots of, like, one main vocal and lots of cool backups, some group vocals, you know, some yelling, and the occasional odd keyboard part or overdub with guitar. And that's it, man. Just about more about the parts and So it's been good. I've been enjoying it.
Are you gonna do any vinyl or anything like that? Or
absolutely, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the artwork done now because the wait for vinyl is like 6 months or something like that.
Yep.
We want to get that vinyl. We want to have that vinyl release, especially for Europe release. they really consume vinyls more than here in North America. But
yeah.
I mean, I love vinyl. And the other thing is we're going to press Moonshine, which is the prior record to this one. So nice. When we go back on tour, we'll have a couple records available for you guys. And I got two copies for you guys.
Oh,
yeah.
That's special.
Appreciate
$1 each plus tax.
Okay. Yeah. Just put that on our tab. It's getting pretty high right now.
Of course, it's hot. No, it's good. Yeah,
we'll just Venmo you.
That's right.
Send me a check in the mail.
By courier.
Oh, man.
Cashier's check. I really appreciate the support. I think it's going to be awesome. Man. It's going to be it's just really interesting times, man. You know, like you said, the pandemic does definitely mess with everybody's mental health, and it really put us up against each other.
Yep.
In a lot of ways.
It did.
Yeah. Well,
interesting.
And I think, you know, that's kind of why we wanted to create this show is at least an escape for an hour, you know, 45 minutes to an hour of just all the stuff. Everything needs to be talked about. We need to figure out what's going on. We need to deal with it. But we also need to relax. We also need to understand that all of us are in the same boat. We're all human, and we all need to get along. So I'm about ready to just start putting people in the corner, putting them in timeout. Taking toys away.
You get a timeout.
Everybody gets a timeout.
Yep. It's gonna be Kaz first.
I've been putting timeout a lot, extensively. Yeah. I'm a timeout expert.
That's where I grew up, in the corner. It was all I was always in the corner. I don't know why. I don't know what happened.
But
I was the bad boy. Wow, that went dark, didn't it? That was quick. That escalated quickly. Kaz, we have a game that we would enjoy playing with you if you're up for it.
Yep. You got to win a trophy?
Yeah. You participate. Yeah, absolutely. We'll give you one. It'll be 6 months, but we'll give you one. it's a little game that we like to call Would You Rather. We like to call it that because it's called
a Ranchero or a Camino?
Ranchero.
I'm with him.
I'm picking on that one.
I
ask you what you'd rather, or you ask me?
I'm going to ask you, because that sucked. That question sucked. We're going to go with actual questions.
How about no? How about my thing is I never play this game, and you guys keep trying to get me to play.
Which would you rather have, an El Camino or a Ford Ranchero?
We're not doing any of that.
Let's turn this game on Eric. Let's ask him that one question, and he has to answer one of those options.
Because Eric doesn't do the editing, does he?
Would you rather scream into an SM7 or a 57? You already answered that.
Well,
57.
That's a good question. I think a 57, only because,
how come I'm always showing? I feel like such a nerd on this show. I've always got stuff to show you guys.
This is good. We like show and tell.
What is this? I'm showing you stuff all the time, and you're like, "That's awesome." So look, we've got stuff over here too, buddy boy. It's all good.
1969 Turner.
Wow. Yeah.
That's a 69.
57. 69.
Wow.
Neat looking mic though, eh?
That is cool. I want to sing on that. Yeah, I definitely want to. Touch that.
It sounds good. I've been using it.
Yeah,
that's awesome, man.
No, I don't know, man. I actually, you know, I've never done screams into an SM7, so I don't know. Yeah. But I'm assuming
it'd be fine. It can do anything. It can do everything.
It can. Yeah, it can. But I don't know. Sound wise, I guess.
Remember our sponsorship with.
Sure.
That's right. Sure. Sure.
Sure. I remember.
We're going to tag the crap out of them. It's going to be great.
Sure, I remember.
We're not looking for sponsors at all.
Spotify is going to give you $100 million for this podcast. Good. I feel it.
Good. That would help at least for this week's bills. So.
And it'll start with this question. Would you rather be Kaz from episode first that never aired or Parker from episode this one?
I think it's the same guy.
I don't know. I think I like Parker from this episode because he was more entertaining.
Yeah, I like Parker from this one, and I like me from this one. I think this is
this is a good alternative. We flipped. Yeah,
this is good.
All right. So let's play this game. Would you rather? Would you rather go to jail for a crime you didn't commit, or someone else go to jail for a crime you committed?
That's who thought of that question?
I did, and now I'm asking it to you.
The first, if I had, like, there's no in betweens. I'm not gonna make someone go to jail for the shit I did.
You might. It depends on which way you choose here.
This question sucks.
This question's brutal, man. This is why I don't play this game.
You're playing it right. You are playing this game.
Oh, man. Of course I'm going to go to jail, man. I'm going to take the heat.
I got bail money.
He's a good man.
I got you. We'll get you out on bail.
He's a good man.
All right. Next question. Would you rather be filmed 24/7 in your everyday life?
Yes.
Or have your significant other filmed 24/7 in their daily life?
I don't have another significant other. Thanks, Eric.
I see one, two, three, four, five. I see six guitars behind you, buddy.
What a dick.
I see six.
Yeah, that'd be the most boring. Spotify's not going to pay for that.
But sure will.
You don't know that. This is 2022. That's crazy true. Things are happening.
Again, hey. Again, I'm going to take the heat, man. You can film me, you know?
Fine. I'll film. We are filming you.
Especially making records.
Yeah. <we are. laughs>
I would film. Dude.
I should have had the cameras going. Me making.
You should have.
You would have shot Insomnia at its best.
Yeah. That's.
Oh, I would have loved to seen that. Dude.
That would have been awesome.
Like, I talk to myself way too much. And someone told me that if I start answering myself, that I've got a problem. And I was like, wait, you don't answer yourself?
You don't do that? Wow.
I would have done the same thing. It's fun.
Yep. You're in good company. Parker, take that last one there.
I knew it was coming. I was ready. You ready? All right. Would you rather be the only person to have magic powers, but never get to tell anyone, or live in a magical world where everyone, including you, has powers, but there's nothing special about you?
I already live in that world, bro.
Yeah.
That's fair. All right.
Let me add question four. Would you rather have a Ford Ranchero or an El Camino?
Take the Ford, man. 57. First year with a Y block in it. Two.
Eric, you're part of this question too. What's your answer? I'll take that as the El Camino.
Oh, you kind of made it part of my game, and Eric's mad.
There we go.
Yeah, but I still get to edit it. So.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah. So there's that.
Just put Parker spilling his wine on his white shirt.
Dude, y'all have no idea. I'm so.
And then go to my blackout.
It'll be my new GIF.
Please make that.
That would be amazing. We have to make.
I think you can put GIFs on Facebook as your profile picture now. So this is perfect.
Yeah, actually, I think you can. And TikTok and all those good places too.
Yeah.
Kaz, where are we finding you online, man?
Red Light King official.com.
When we're there, we're official.
Instagram is Red Light King, and Twitter is Red Light King. And I need to get up on the TikTok because people are using my songs for stuff that's cool and I'm not. So I should probably do that. But
yep, you should.
I couldn't get myself to do it because for me, I have to find something enjoyable and on that platform. You know, it's just a matter of after this record's done, I'll put my head around it and come up with something.
Yeah.
That's cool, creative. And the other thing before we go, are we done? Are we still? No,
we don't have to be. We're on your clock, buddy.
What are you guys hearing about this NFT stuff?
Dude. All right. Well, so
are we doing music NFTs now? Cause I saw Emily Lazar from, what's her name? September Morning.
Yep.
Killing NFTs, and it's very creative and it's very inspiring. And I thought, oh, that's something that I could get behind, because it's like minting songs or original songs with artwork. Yeah. And,
yep.
You know, band like music centric stuff, and I back it. I just don't know the value in it, but it seems like there's, especially for independent artists, just some great value.
At first I was against it. I was like, that's stupid. Because it just came out, you know, everybody was really didn't know what it was. But I think that there, you know, it's been out for a minute now, so there's a lot more information about it. There's a lot more, it's very popular right now.
Yeah.
If you can wrap your brain around, you know, how to do that and how to make that work, and the best way to get it to the people, dude, I think you should. We would do it, but we're not that cool. So we're just going to do this.
No, do that. I just think it's interesting.
It is for sure. Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure. And I
look at all the songs I have prepared for this record and what I'm not using. And there's another two records lying there that may never, ever see the light of day.
Yeah.
Maybe it'd be interesting to just break off pieces of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, why not, dude?
Basement NFTs.
Or bank it.
I don't know, dude. I think you should at least attempt it. I mean, get the word out there to say, if I made one, would you buy one? Would you go to an, I don't know, however you get it.
Form a medium, like, as far as art goes, I back it. It's cool.
I think it'd be good. I would definitely be interested in seeing that from you, for sure.
Yeah.
So there's two people.
Not if it's half car, half truck.
That would be...
Only if it's all rock.
But no, yes. Wait, no. Well, okay, but yes. But if you put either some sort of bar situation in the back or some sort of hot tub situation in the back.
You're in. Like an El Camino?
I'm in.
Like an El Camino? You're in?
If you put one of those two things or both, if you split it up to where there's a bar on one side, this 2 feet.
I'm telling you right now, it's been done.
Yeah.
Well, I don't see it in front of me, so
it's because it's in the garage.
That's right. I'm stealing the idea.
It's going to make it
the album cover wheelhouse.
Yeah. Is the half side?
And Parker at the bar and you in the hot tub.
Yeah. I'm in.
It's the bar. The half of the bar is full of wine. I smell like freaking communion time during church service right now.
Yeah. Terrible. I like it. Again, another good reason to be watching the show and not just listening to the show.
Yes.
Whatever.
Show and tell doesn't work for audio, but that's okay.
It doesn't, but we have video, so we're good. Kaz, that's I don't know. What else you got, man? Is that
you know what? It was great. Let's leave it at great and continue the greatness. For when I come back, it seems to me every season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, this is season three?
Yes. You are currently in season three. Yep.
So you're doing about 10 a season?
Well, no, actually we do probably about 12 and sometimes a little bit more than that, but yeah.
All right. Well, I'm on it every season. I'm the go-to guy. That's it.
I like
every
season.
Now, listen, we've got some, when you get here, and it's going to be sooner than later, I'm talking Nashville, we've got some things that we need to discuss, because you're going to need to bring a guitar with you.
For sure, done.
And there'll be some other things that we'll be discussing, because we've got some Rockcast sessions going on, and we're talking about Rockcast Fireside, which we'll get into later. So,
yeah,
there's some good things going on. We're very excited.
I'm excited to be a part of the family. Boys.
Me too, man. Me too, man. We have a good history. We've got a good future. We've got a good thing going on, and I'm appreciating you. So thanks for being on the show, man.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for having me. Right.
Absolutely. Stick around for just a minute, though. All right, guys. Well, that's it. That's all we got for the show this week. Again, you can find out more information about the show, rockcastshow.com. You can also go to redlightkingofficial.com and take a look around there. If you want to find him online, you just need to go to that website. That's the bottom line. Or there'll be a link in this description as well. So you can go down there and click on that bad boy. But you can find us on Spotify with video now. Ooh, and it's crazy. It's a big old bag of it. They approved it, and we didn't question it. So here we are playing with the big dogs. Or, you know, whatever. I don't know. They could be mice at this point. I'm not really sure what's going
on. Dogs. It's
dogs. No one knows. But anyway, thanks, guys, so much for hanging out. And if you want, share this with a friend. Share this with an enemy. Share it with a frenemy. That doesn't really matter to me. Just share it. That's fine. Just sharing is caring.
Okay? Just do it.
Rockcastshow.com. I love you all. Good night.
Rockcast.